This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, and good Tuesday morning, everybody. Want to welcome everyone that's listening on bpnradio.com today, as well as those of you that are joining me on Facebook Live from our studios in Austin, Texas. And we are broadcasting, of course, here on bpnradio.com around the clock and around the globe, keeping the fire burning on the altar, celebrating 50 years of the ministry, keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says that all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central, keeping the watch of the Lord. Don't forget that this program will be replayed on BPN Radio at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock tonight. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on BPNRadio.com may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, Ruth Gentry, edited by Aliona, supported by you, our loyal listeners and prayer partners. So here we go on Prophetic Tuesday. So I want to welcome those of you that are listening across America and around the world here on BPN Radio, as well as those of you that are joining us on Facebook Live. It's going to be a great day today. I'm so excited. I've been up since early this morning. What have I been doing? I've been praying and praying over names, requests that have been sent our way. And we, of course, have made a commitment here on Prophetic Tuesday that we will not let one name fall to the ground. So I'm here today in the studios, and my daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, manager of BPNRadio.com, she's here with me. And we're believing just for a wonderful, wonderful day today. I do want to remind those of you that are listening and watching that most all of our prophetic sessions have been recorded and archived, and you can listen to those programs, because many of you are saying, well, have I received a word from the Lord? You may have. So most all the prophetic sessions have been archived, and you can listen to those again by going to breakoutradiochurch.com. The website to go to is breakoutradiochurch.com. And on the left side of the website is all of the most all of the programs that prophetic sessions that we have had here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and one or two on Monday nights. So if you're not a member, let me just say this to you. If you're not a member of Breakout Prayer Network, you need to be. You need to join thousands of other people who are members of Breakout Prayer Network. We have over 1,200 churches that are now members of Breakout Prayer Network, and we have over 800 cities. So to get your name and a daily prayer via email, you just go to letspraymerica.com. The website there, you got several. We have several different websites. We're merging those into one soon and very soon. But right now, letspraymerica.com, there's a sign-up sheet and a link there. You can just sign in, put your name, your email address, the name of your church, or the name of your city, and you will be represented on the Breakout Prayer Network since 1996. Calling America to pray. So we're going to pray, and then we are going to begin. I'd like for Ruth maybe to come and lead us in prayer, if she will. And I've got a whole bunch of prophetic words in my hand and on my screen, and it's just going to be a wonderful day today. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to get started.
Let's just. all agree together that it's a great Tuesday. Oh, my voice is out. It's a great Tuesday. And it's a God day. It's a good day. If you've been up early and praying with us, I'm going to mention that. We, on BPN Radio, we play an amazing Let's Pray America CD series led by the one and only Dale Gentry. This is an amazing series. I mean, thousands and thousands of these were sold, and it's the best way to start your day. So if you have not joined us previously, we play it at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. That's all Central Time, but that's in order to reach, you know, Pacific and Eastern times. And so Central Time is 5, 6, 7, and then we replay our church service at 8 a.m. So I'm going to just do a shout-out there to join us early. Start your day with prayer. As I said, Dale Gentry hosts one of the most powerful hour of prayer. So right now, let's just join together. What an awesome Tuesday, God. We just thank you for these words that you have given to Pastor Dale. We just pray that as each one receives these words, they know that they're confirming words, or maybe a part word, or a now word, or a future word. But we just pray that whatever you have been speaking to them, that we will just be a confirming word for them, or a starting word, and that they'll just soak that up in their spirit, and they'll just begin to walk it out. And so I just pray for everyone today listening through Facebook, through BPN Radio. I pray the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit over Pastor Dale. I just anoint this day to you, give this day to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth. Thank you for helping me host Prophetic Tuesday. You're on BPN Radio, and of course we have Prophetic Thursday every Thursday with Allison Kieber. So we want to give prophetic words here on BPN Radio and those who join us on Facebook Live. Before I start, I just want to reemphasize that one word from God can change your life forever. Read my lips, forever. And, you know, I love to give prophetic words, but you don't have to wait for a word from Dale Gentry, Allison Kieber, Ruth Gentry, or whoever it may be. The Holy Spirit can speak to you in your prayer times. And so that's why I love to pray. I pray for two major reasons. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. I only have one life to live, and I want to make sure that I follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And of course, I know that prophecy is a vital part of our journey. And you got to remember that when you receive a prophetic word, it may be a now word. Something's going to happen right away. It could be a future word, maybe a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. I don't know. It could be a confirming word, something you've already heard in your spirit before. Maybe someone that has spoken that word over you, or you just may know that that is just a confirmation of what I'm hearing in my spirit. Or it may be a new word. It may be something you have never, ever even thought about. Some of the things that I'm doing now is something I've never even thought about. I'm on BPN Radio because the Holy Spirit said to me, son, I want you to go on internet radio and lead prayer 24 hours a day. I hadn't thought about that. How could I lead prayer 24 hours a day? Well, I started, and then I had partners to come and help me. You got to realize that when you start obeying God, when you start responding to the prophetic words that God is giving you, that you will attract. Yeah, you will attract people that will come and help you. There may be people that you thought would help you that won't help you. But on the other hand, there are people that are waiting to help you, people that you least suspect. You say, I just didn't believe they would ever help me. They'd respond, but they will. And God will give you partners to accompany your dream, your vision, your prophetic word. And so when you receive a word from God, you have to receive it with your spirit. You cannot receive it with your mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm going over a few instructions before I start. But 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says that your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of the Lord. You have to receive it with your spirit. You just bear witness in your spirit. And it's the spirit that will confirm that to you. And if you receive a word and you say, well, I don't receive that word. I don't bear witness to that word. I don't want that word. You don't have to receive it. But the prophetic gives you an opportunity, an insight to things that you could possibly do for God. And it's not like, hey, if I don't receive this and I don't do this, I'm disobeying God. No, God, you know, when God called me to preach in 1966, he said on that Sunday night in June, he said to me, son, I want you to preach my gospel. Then he said to me, ask me a question. Will you preach my gospel? I believe that night in 1966, I could have said no. I could have chosen an alternative path and not lived. I would have missed the dance, as Garth Brooks would sing. But I chose. I said, yes, if you want me to do that, God, I will do it. But you must understand that you are not bound by a prophetic word. It provides an opportunity. So you got to receive with your spirit, and then what do I do with it? I write it down. Or you might want to listen to it in the archives there at breakoutradiochurch.com. You might want to listen to it. One day I was riding with a man who said, I want you to listen to this. He had a cassette tape that I'd prophesied over him in Rockwall, Texas, many years before, but he still had it. And as I prophesied that word, he said, that word is coming to pass. And, you know, it was like, hey, that word is still just as fresh as it was on the very day that they received it. So you receive it with your spirit, you write it down, and then you begin to speak that word. The Bible said, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word what? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Well, I love that. I love that. And Ruth has taken some of your names down as you post those, as you come on Facebook Live. And we're going to be just calling. So she's going to be calling some of your names and praying for you and blessing you, because we have the power to bless or to curse. We're not cursing. We are blessing. And today, of course, we will be blessing. So you speak your worlds into existence. Once God spoke to me that I was going to be a preacher, I began to say, I'm a preacher. And even though I never preached a sermon, I just began to declare that I was a preacher. Pretty soon I was, and have been now for the past 50 plus years. So if you are ready, and remember when I prophesy today, I may not be calling your name. I may be calling someone else's name, but you may say, I believe that's a word for me. I believe that's a word for me. In fact, before I start today, I just have a corporate word for everybody that is watching. You know, sometimes I just hear the Holy Spirit speaking a word that is a word for everyone. And so the word that I'm hearing today is slow down. Slow down. And when we get pressed out of measure, we cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And if you do not hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, you know what you do? You move into a natural mode. We are to live a spirit-led life. When we press ourselves or allow ourselves to be pressed out of measure, we begin to make wrong decisions. We begin to make wrong choices. So slow down. Allow the Holy Spirit. Just keep the rhythm of the Holy Ghost. And it may appear from time to time that you're not making a lot of progress. You say, oh my goodness, I'm not making much progress. But remember that he's making everything beautiful in his time. And there is a rhythm of the Holy Ghost, and we must allow ourselves to move into the rhythm of the Holy Ghost. And sometimes we can look at our day and say, oh, I didn't get much accomplished today at all. It just didn't seem like much worked out. But you got to realize that we are in rhythm of the Holy Ghost, and we must not allow ourselves to be pressed out of measure. When we get stressed and anxious and feel like we are all stressed out, burned out, that is not the work of the Holy Spirit. So slow down, and allow the Holy Spirit time to catch up with you. Some of you people are running faster than the Holy Ghost. Slow down, allow the Holy Spirit to catch up with you and talk to you, and y'all spend time together. It's amazing what you and the Holy Ghost can do. You can do more in 5 minutes than you can do working by yourself in 5 hours. So remember that. All right, here we go. Okay, Pastor Brad from Monticello, Arkansas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that time is on your side. Time is on your side. Give yourself time to focus on the big picture. Those things that have been quite evident for a long time but seemingly has taken longer than expected to develop. You know and understand what is unfolding for your future assignments. It's very clear. It's just taking a while for others to cooperate with your coming assignment. Don't worry. They will fall in line. There will be a new dimension of cooperation with you and your vision and your assignment. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I'm working on their hearts and changing their hearts to align with the words that I've spoken to you. Have no fear. You're going to make a safe passage to your next location. He said, I'm going to make the crooked places straight for you while I deliver you from the crooked people that never have had your heart, never desired to work with you in unity. But I prepared a new place and a new people who will hear your heart even more than your words, resulting in a new dimension of fulfilling ministry, experiencing a season of ministry the way you felt it should have been all along. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, harvest time is coming. Joseph from Cary, North Carolina. Joseph, you've never been called to fit in. You were called to outfit, not fit in, but outfit others to do the work of the ministry. Those with a pioneer spirit, a Holy Ghost restlessness, who are willing, those who are experiencing a Holy Ghost restlessness, who are willing to leave all and follow the Lord. Those who are willing to brave storms, rugged terrain, even go to places where they must live in substandard conditions and hear strange languages, but they're willing to do the will of God. You find those people. You pour yourself into these world changers, and great will be your reward because you're a giant killer, and you're going to raise up other giant killers. And all we really need is a few giant killers who's going to turn the world upside down for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don and Kay from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I've leveled the playing field for the two of you, moving you into a new season of qualification where age has nothing to do with it. Location has nothing to do with it. Finances or social status, denominational status, has nothing to do with it. Ministerial status has nothing to do with it. There is no competition, and underline, there are no regrets. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the moment you sign off on any regrets that you have had in times past, wrong choices, wrong decisions, wrong moves. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the moment you sign off on regrets, declaring with your mouth that those were not the better days, but ahead are the better days, is the moment that I will bring about the best days of your life and the best days of your ministry. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I'm giving you your own facility. No more borrowed. I heard the Holy Spirit say, no more. He's going to give you the theme. No more something borrowed and something blue. I've already searched it out. This is the best I could find for you, says the Holy Ghost. I've searched it out for you. It's the best I could find for you. But I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. The new facility that will be yours. You can open when you want to and close when you want to. You can schedule as many events during the week as you want to because I'm giving you your own facility. So make no small plans because you are both entering into the promised land. The floods of the Jordan tried to sweep you away, but they were not successful. They tried to sweep away your dreams, sweep away your visions, but they were not able to do it. They tried to subtract your assignments on this earth. You must proclaim, Don and Kay, Broken Arrow, that you have made it to the other side. You did. You made it to the other side. And the floods and the waters did not overflow you or drown you, and your visions have made it with you. Your dreams have made it with you, and you've come to the other side of Jordan, and now you're going into your Jericho. God has brought the walls down and given you safe passage. You don't have to fight. No more fighting. Just enter that rest. Be blessed. Enjoy. Jan from Perth, Australia. Want to welcome all of our friends down under. So good to have you watching and so good to have you listening on BPN Radio. Hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Jan, new ownership is coming your way. A new sense of belonging as a result of new relationships that God has placed in your life. The deep satisfaction by knowing that you are moving now into the rightful place, your rightful place, may I say, a place of honor, a place of honor, a place of maybe Holy Ghost surprises, much fruit on your vines, I hear the Holy Spirit saying. So I bless you. I bless you, Jan, down there down under in Perth, Australia. Danny from Roper, North Carolina. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that you need not worry about your security. I am your security. I'm your security blanket, and I have you wrapped up just right. Don't give a second thought concerning securing your own place or your own possessions. Hold to everything lightly. I will secure you, and I will take care of you. I'm moving you into a new place of peace and rest and tranquility. The days of pressing yourself out of measure have come and gone. Enjoy the journey. What did he say? He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Father, I pray for Pastor Danny right now. Bless him there in Roper, North Carolina, and all he puts his hand to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Sandy, I have a word for you. Sandy from Tampa, Florida. I pray for all of our friends there in Florida right now. Just pause and pray. For those of you that have gone through Hurricane Irma, and all day, most of the day, Saturday and Saturday night, we had a broadcast with a guest on from Florida. We were praying for those in the path of Hurricane Irma. And, of course, we're continuing to pray for the cleanup that is now going on as a result of Hurricane Irma and the recovery also there in South Texas. We have many friends, many people that are part of the Breakout Prayer Network in South Texas, as well as all of the state of Florida. So, Lord, we pray for the Sunshine State, for those that are suffering as a result of Hurricane Irma. We pray, Lord, for those that have been left homeless and helpless. We pray for those that have lost all their possessions. We pray for them. Some are still in shelters. We pray for them. And we pray for the recovery of South Texas. Thousands of homes have been destroyed, and a million vehicles are underwater. And we know that there are towns like Rockport, Texas. There's not hardly anything left. All the buildings have been blown down. And we pray for the families that have been misplaced, displaced, as a result of having to move to live with relatives or move other places. And your children are having to move to new schools, get used to new environments. Those of you that did not have flood insurance, we pray for you right now. There's not enough money to rebuild your home, and you're maybe waiting for a response from FEMA. We pray for you right now in Jesus' name. And I encourage pastors and churches to get involved and help churches, particularly in Texas and Florida, that were not able to have church on Sunday. We know that there are hundreds of churches in the state of Florida that were not able to have church on Sunday. And people did not bring their tithes or offerings. If you're a church member and you live in Florida or Texas, remember to be faithful with your tithes, even if you have church or not, because of the floods. So I pray for all of you there, and I pray for you, Sandy, there in Tampa, Florida. I trust that you're safe. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's not about position. Many people spend all of their time and energy trying to seek out a position, trying to search out a posture for them to operate, function in. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Sandy, while others around you are striving and jockeying for position, you are doing what? You are simply serving, finding that praise, that place of rest and fulfillment in working with others, holding the ladder and letting them climb. You say, what is it? What is your great fulfillment, Dale Gentry? I am so fulfilled in holding the ladder and letting other people climb. I'm fulfilled having Ruth Gentry working with me and Allison and Ian Kieber working with me and others working with me. Let me hold the ladder and climb. And for those of you that were listening to Delvin Kinzer, just as you, as we started the broadcast, Delvin is so faithful with the news. He's a professional newsman, and he operates in the BPN News Center. And there's people like Delvin and others that work with us, sometimes behind the scene. We never mention their names, but they are faithful. I mean, they just come on, do their job, handle their responsibilities, and I want to let these people climb. That is my passion and my desire. If they do it better than me, amen, hallelujah, praise God, PTL. So I just want to say over you, Sandy, you keep holding the ladder, letting people climb. You don't need a title even. You don't need a title, Sandy. Just keep doing the stuff. If it's God who gives the increase, remember it's not man that gives the increase. The Bible says it's God that gives the increase. Know that your labor of love is not going unnoticed. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. Know that your labor of love is not going unnoticed. Hey, you want to call a few names, Ruth? The people that may be joining us on Facebook Live, just call a few people and we can just call their names and we can bless them.
I would love to bless people. Before I do, when Pastor Dale was saying no regrets for a prophecy to Don and Kay, I really heard the Holy Spirit saying that's really probably a word for a lot of us, probably myself including. And I just heard the Holy Spirit saying, stop looking back, look forward. We spend so much time, many people, so much time looking back. So stop looking back, look forward, no regrets. Do what's in your heart. Today, take the first step. So today is a new day. So I'm going to bless Laura and Thomas and Tommy from Northport, Florida. And as Pastor Dale has already prayed for all the people in between Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma, I just believe that something amazingly awesome and wonderful is going to come out of the tragedies that have happened. But I believe God is going to turn it around for good. And I bless Tabitha and Dominique. And I bless Linda and Teresa and Anna and Maureen and Joy, Sandy, Isabel, Brett, Hope, Tammy and Terry from Roswell, New Mexico. I bless you. Tracy and Vicky and Kara and Brian. We just bless you. And thank you for joining us live, Facebook. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio. And I know that we've got some more words to share. But I just want to say this one more time. No regrets. We cannot live in a place of having regrets. So stop looking back, look forward. Today is the first day.
That is very good, Ruth. I concur, I bear witness, and I say amen to that. Those two words could literally change your life, because so many people, they spend all of their time and energy saying, if I hadn't made that wrong move, if I hadn't made that decision. And sometimes we are forced to make decisions because of other people. We just need to say, well, I forgive them and I thank them for helping me, because, you know, sometimes we are stuck in a place of comfort and maybe we need to have somebody to help us get out. So no regrets. I like that. You know, I have this on my screen, and I want to read that. The Holy Ghost gave that to me, and I just want to read it. I read it every once in a while because I have it right on my computer screen. It says, Dale, do what you're born to do. Lighten your ship so you can make room for the big. Signed, Holy Ghost. So why don't you write something in big letters and whatever the Holy Ghost is saying. And so I like that. Dale, do what you're born to do. There's about 5 exclamation points there. Lighten your ship so you can make room for the big. 4 more exclamation points. almost five, and signed Holy Ghost. So you need to write something down that the Holy Spirit is saying to you during these prophetic sessions. There's been prophetic sessions that I have attended where they never call my name out. They never call me up. But I'm telling you, while the people were getting words and while there was this, what I call prophetic atmosphere, while there was a prophetic atmosphere anointing, then I just begin to write things down. There's something about writing it down that is so good. And Ruth, that was so good, rehearsing that word. Sometimes we just have to say, well, that was, they got that word. He called their name. But I know that was a word for me also. I'm going to receive it, and I'm going to write it down in big letters. No regrets of what's happened in the past. What could have been, might have been, should have been, if I only had that. And I'm telling you, all of us are tempted to do that. And, you know, sometimes when I get a little bit low of funds, I think, you know, there's times I've had places, assignments where they just gave me an income every week, and I didn't really have to have a whole lot of faith for that. Now I have to have faith for daily bread and monthly fruit. And I said, well, maybe I should have stayed in that place. But no, the Holy Spirit keeps moving us forward. Why? Because somebody is waiting for you. Somebody was waiting for me on the other side of my obedience. It's good that I'm in Austin, Texas. It's good that Ruth Gentry's in Austin, Texas. It's good where you are, if that's where the Holy Ghost has assigned you. But if he's trying to move you out or he has moved you away, don't look back and say, oh, I just regret I did that. I said that. Why did that? No, 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 no. No regrets. Everybody say it together. No regrets. Okay, Nicole from Santa Fe, New Mexico. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you, Nicole, that all things are possible. Only believe. You have allowed yourself to be put at a disadvantage for a long time. You've allowed yourself to be put at a disadvantage for a long time, but you must declare with your mouth, no longer will I allow myself to live in a disadvantaged lifestyle. I will be bold and brave and step into my God-given assignment with strong confidence and great favor. I will not hesitate to make that transition that is coming my way. I will not be afraid of going it alone. I will make the move into my new season with great joy and great assurance that I truly can do this because I know that I'm going to be surrounded by those who love me and care for me, accompanied by new and somewhat strange sensations that this is the way it should have been all along. But now I'm living in a new dimension of faith and dependence on the Holy Spirit. That's what you'll say. I'm going to teach and train others who have disabilities and disadvantages to get out and move in to their God-given destiny, to fulfill their God-given assignments, to experience life in a wonderful way they never thought possible because of circumstances. So many of you are bound by your circumstances. You're closed in, locked in, you're trapped. But you don't have to be. The Holy Spirit wants you to break out into a wide open space, making moves, transitions as he directs, and where you can say, the Lord has made room for me. The Lord has made room for us. Okay, Pastor Bill from Marysville, Michigan. You knew it. It's what I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Pastor Bill. You knew it all along that God would place you right smack dab in the center of a location where you will not only have influence in your church, but you will also have influence in your city. God has given you the keys to your city. You know, sometimes I say a city when other people would say a town. You know, the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to cause a major revival in every major city. I just believe in whatever place you live in, whether it's 100,000 or 50,000 or 1,000, I just believe it's a city. I call it a city. I know that other people may call it a community, a town, but the Holy Spirit called it a city. And when he spoke to Jeremiah, he said, pray for the peace of your what? Your city. He didn't say your town, your community, your county or whatever. He said your city. Pray for the peace of your city. He didn't address town because it was not necessary. So I'm just saying to all of you, wherever you live is your city. So quit calling it a town. That's small places. A city represents a big place. Even though I live in a place maybe 1,000 or 2,000 people, I call it a city. It's a big place. I'm operating in a big place with a big God. So, Pastor Bill from Marysville, Michigan, I hear the Holy Spirit saying God has given you the keys to your city. And one day you will be known as the man who pastors a city of Marysville, Michigan. You'll be called on for counsel, wisdom, speaking at many local events. You even play a major role in the political landscape of your city. Bill and Donna, I just bless both of you right now. In Jesus' name, you guys have been so faithful. You've waited so long for this assignment. You're a faithful couple. I love you, and I'm thankful for our relationship all of these years. I bless you right now. And anybody that lives in the area of Marysville, Michigan, you need to look up Pastor Bill and Donna. Okay, I have a word from Martha. Conroe, Texas. God has placed a song in your heart, Martha. Songs of people's lives, certain places, geographical locations, songs that recall great memories of the past, songs of good times and blessed times. Songs of good times and blessed times. I mean, those sad songs, you'll just tell a story with your songs, and you'll tell a story about a city, a community, a town that you grew up in or other people grew up in. And you will tell stories about people that nobody maybe has ever heard of. And he's going to give you unusual tunes and melodies that will be hummed. I don't know if you are hummed. I don't know if people in Australia, different nations of the world, use the word hummed. But hum is, you just hum a tune. So people are going to hum your tunes in the future. Kathy from Pastor Kathy from Oklahoma City. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying it's time for a new makeover in your life in preparation for expansion in ways you've not seen before, not in your lifetime. The Holy Spirit is creating a new atmosphere for you to work in, including some artistic people who may even be non-religious, but they're going to be able to help you push, publish, and create those things that are in your heart. And they're going to give a strong definition of the things that are in your heart, and those things are going to be pushed forward. They'll be able to articulate those things in your heart on canvas, on stage, on media. So it's time to go ahead and rearrange some things. You've earned the right. It may not appear to be too religious at the moment, but people will get over it after a while, and it will bring a new realm of joy and contentment and fulfillment that you've not experienced in a while. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying to let those creative juices flow in you. There's a team assigned to help you. They're waiting for you. So I bless you, Pastor Kathy, wonderful woman of God. I bless you there in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I don't want to offend anybody, but how about those Sooners? Whoa. Okay, we're going to go back down under. Ruth from Queensland, Australia. Ruth, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have come through many waters, floods, and fires to get where you're at now. It's been a preparation for this moment, this hour, this season. You must learn to live in a place of conflict and confusion. Would God do that to a person? Yeah, because you're going to help. That's right. That is right there. People have abandoned these people that are living in conflict and confusion. They have run out, but you are running in. You must learn how to dwell there because it's these type of people, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, that you've been assigned to help them overcome all odds and the adversities that have come their way. Always keep in mind that they are diamonds in the rough. You want to be able to rescue everyone But there will be, and there will be some earth shakers, history makers that will come out of obscurity to deliver life-saving messages to their generation. But remember, you're not going to save everybody. There will be some people that you'll work with that you'll get right at the edge of deliverance or freedom. They'll fall back. But remember, a person can fall down seven times and get up again. So Ruth there in Australia, there down under Queensland, Australia. I bless you, Ruth. We're many miles away apart, but we're connected by the same Holy Ghost. I want to tell you, we are connected by the same Holy Ghost. What he'll do for me, he'll do for you. What he'll do for you, he'll do for me. He'll do for others because he is no respecter of person. Here, I have a word for Johnny from Yukon, Oklahoma. Gene and I used to live in Yukon, Oklahoma. Johnny, I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's a special grace on you for a new assignment that is coming your way, an assignment that you have not worked for or jockeyed for or tried to get into. You've not politicized to get there. But as long as you remain humble in your own eyes, in your own sight, I believe the Holy Spirit is going to place you there. He's going to continue to promote you in the field where you have faithfully served others. Don't run and hide from promotion. Don't say, I'm not qualified, I'm not able to do that. Don't say any of those things. Because if God says you can do it, you can do it. If God says you can have it, you can have it. If God says you can be it, you can be it. If God says you can work there, you can work in that field. So don't run and hide from promotion. Allow promotion to come your way. Receive it. And say thank you. Don't say no, no, no. Say yes, 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 and thank you so very, very much. Remember that promotion comes from the Lord. He sets one down, stands another one up. And soon he's going to stand you up, Johnny, from Yukon, Oklahoma. So you get ready. Oh, wow. Well, this is a good day. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel real strong in my spirit. Tyler from Asheville, North Carolina. I know that you sent a request for you and your wife, but I just have this word for you today. Maybe your wife next week. Tyler, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, there is no place to hide from the anointing that I placed in your heart to preach my word, to declare the truth to your generation, to step onto a new platform of experiencing a new level of anointing that you've never experienced before. As you minister the word, rejoicing in the results you are seeing while knowing that music was simply a stepping stone to move you into that place of public ministry you've not known before. There's coming a new stirring in your spirit that is moving you into a new level of obedience that will result in many lives being changed and transformed. There's a world of affection that is opening for you. It's a wide door of affection. There'll be some adversaries there, but it's what you've been created for. So music accompanied with your preaching is going to bring great promotion and great reward. Tabitha from Opelousas, Louisiana. Boy, I love Louisiana. I've preached so many times in the great state of Louisiana. Tabitha, I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time for a recall. Recalling those losses that occurred over your lifetime, including the losses that occurred in your life as a girl. And you're recalling, but not just recalling, you are reclaiming. Recalling and reclaiming. Know that Satan has tried to rob you of much of your childhood. It's time to recall those years and reclaim those years that only seem like a blur. In fact, some of those have been erased from your memory. Some of those things have been so painful and so hurtful that you cannot even, you don't remember. You don't want to go there. But the Holy Spirit is saying you'll recall those ways and you'll reclaim those days because God desires to replace those times that seem like a blur now with laughter and music and dancing. Reclaiming Your Childhood. It's just going to be absolutely awesome as the Holy Spirit rewinds those years of loss so that you can recover all that has been stolen for you. You are going to recover all that has been stolen from you, and the Holy Spirit has an addendum for you. You're going to recover all and more. All and more. Wow. I bless you right now, Tabitha, in Jesus' name. And I ask the Lord to bless you. And I have a word for Shane, but I'm going to stop right here. Ruth is going to recognize some people that are joining us on Facebook Live, and then she's going to give you an opportunity to give, to sow some seed, to invest in this ministry. And I know that you're going to be blessed as you give. So, Ruth, let's recognize some people and give some people an opportunity to give. And then I have some more words. I got a bunch of words here as we continue here on Prophetic Tuesday on BPNRadio.com.
Hallelujah. I just keep hearing no regrets. And even in the word and in some of the comments that are coming in, you guys are mentioning that word was for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so it is so true that we can just grab a hold of something. And so I just encourage you to not look back, to look forward, and no regrets. I just think that's today's word. In Luke 1:53. So in Luke 1:53, those who hunger for him will always be filled. And this was something that I ran across in my time with the Lord earlier. And we get so hung up, and I'm guilty of this, so maybe this is just for me, but we sometimes get so hung up. I'm sorry, my words are getting tongue-tied. One second. Okay, sometimes, just like that, we are trying to fix it ourselves. Yeah. And I am noted, particularly because I'm a wife and a mother and a manager, and I love doing those things, but I can so easily get tied up in fixing it myself and not taking it to the Lord. And the Lord is the one that we want to fix it with. He is there with us. He's always there with us. And so I'm just encouraging you, if you're like me or have been at some situation, financial, time management, whatever it is, no regrets, it's a new day, whatever it is, and you're trying to fix it yourself, it's not going to work. I'm just telling you, it's not going to work. At least it's not going to work God's way, an abundant way, the blessing way, because he is there for us and he has all those things for us and he does want to fill our heart's desires. So the scripture I want to just really give you today is Luke 1:53. I'm going to read it again. Those who hunger for him will always be filled up. So then I ask you, are you dying to yourself? Are you holding on to something? Is there something you need to let go and not have a regret of letting it go? Sometimes that might be a friendship. It might be a business decision. I don't know what it is for you, but I'm just going to encourage you, let go and trust him for everything, and everything he will replace for good. That's the Heavenly Father we serve. It's amazing. I want to give a blessing, Sandy P and Patricia and Johnny and Tabitha, Dominique. If I've called your name, many of you have come on a couple of times, so if I've called your name, then it's a double blessing. I just want to double bless everybody, triple bless everybody. If you would like to be a financial blessing, be a partner with BPN Radio, you will be making a difference. Our team is here for you. We're here to pray for you. We're here to call your name in prayer and believe God will give us a word for you. Regardless if we can get a word for you, because again, that comes from the Holy Spirit. We are literally praying for you. Our team of about 20 people really take it serious. They get in their closets, they get in their alone time, and they're calling your names. So just because your name might not be called on this particular Facebook Live or this particular BPN radio program on Prophetic Tuesday, know that your names are being prayed for, and prayer requests come in at bpnradio.com. And our national prayer leader, Cheryl Ortiz, is praying for you with their team, and we have hundreds. So it's not just our team of 20 here in the studio. It's our extended prayer team. So we have so many people that care about you and love you. And if you would like to be a blessing financially, we need your help. We have a lot of things that we still want to accomplish, and And this is just the truth. It takes finances. So if you would like to give, I believe that even a link has been posted on the Facebook Live. And if not, and you would like to make a check, we love checks. We accept checks. We accept cash. We accept credit, PayPal, anything that will, again, go back into the kingdom and bless you. So make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries. And so I'm going to slow that down a little bit. If you'd like to write a check and be a blessing and make a financial seed, you're sowing good seed. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. There might be a specific need that you have. Include a prayer request with that check, and we will be praying about that with you. So the checks are made out to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. It's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. If I said that too quickly, no problem. Just jump on bpnradio.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Between the top and the bottom is a lot of great information, but at the bottom of the page is a donate button. Click on that donate button and help us spread Let's Pray America across the world. And so donate button on Let's Pray, letspraymerica.com, that's one source, or bpnradio.com, that's another source. I mentioned Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator. She is literally waiting for prayer requests to come in. She is praying daily with our team. You could call the direct line, is 918-865-4305. And that's a prayer line. And if she happens to be on the phone with another, you know, person praying, then just leave your name, leave your prayer request. So the prayer line is 918-865-4305. And it's a no regrets day.
I say yes and amen to that, Ruth. No regrets. Thank you so very, very much for sowing into Breakout Ministries, Breakout Prayer Network. We're so very, very thankful and grateful for the opportunity that we have to be able to broadcast around the clock, 24 hours a day, here on BPN Radio. We have programming. We are probably one of the few full-time prayer stations in America. BPNradio.com. You say, where do I find that on my dial? No, it's on your computer, BPNradio.com. It's on your iPad, it's on your tablet, and it's on your phone, your smartphone. Just go to bpnradio.com. We're the only bpnradio.com in the whole wide world. I can assure you that. Thank you for your giving. So very, very grateful, very, very thankful. We bless you and ask God to multiply the seed that you are sowing, because we believe this is good soil. And I'm sure that the 20 members of our team would say thank you, yes, and amen. Wow. Just want to remind everybody to listen to BPN Radio. Your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time here, broadcasting live from Austin, Texas. I want to remind you that if you are watching on Facebook Live on Dale Gentry Facebook or Dale W. Gentry Facebook, we will be replaying this program throughout the day. So tell your friends, and why don't you like and share? If you're on with us right now, just like and share. Throughout the day, you can do that. Lisa from Rockwall, Texas, Lisa F. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying he's got you in the cleft of the rock. There may be stormy weather going on around you, certain situations that might be quite challenging, but he's put you in the cleft of the rock. Henry from Forney, Texas, Henry L. from Forney, Texas, you're in a rebuilding mode, a rebuilding process, and don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to get it built. You're in a rebuilding process. I don't know if that's a spiritual or a physical process, but you're going to get it done, and bless you as you rebuild. I bless you, Henry. I bless you, Lisa, there in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. Leslie D. Leslie from Springdale, Arkansas. Be alert and be aware that God is at work. It may appear that everything has come to a stop, a halt, even maybe to a sudden halt, a screeching halt. But know that God is not finished with what he's doing in your life and ministry and your surroundings right now. It's not a period. It's only a comma. And So in England, they say it's a coma, but it's not a coma. It's not a comma. It is a comma. It's not a comma. It's a comma. It's not a period. I got that straight. Okay, Leslie D., I bless you in Jesus' name. Springdale, Arkansas. Jean from Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. Jean, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you are not alone. You are not alone. God is with you. It may appear that there's certain people that's forsaken you, or certain people that have left the scene. Maybe someone's gone to heaven. And you just say, well, you know, I just feel so alone today. You must know that you are not alone. The Lord is with you. He is holding your right hand. And Lenny B. from Boca Raton, Florida. I trust that you're safe there in Boca Raton, in the West Palm Beach area there, Boca Raton. I've been to many times, ministered there. And what a beautiful place that is. And I just bless you and pray for you right now. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that there may be strange happenings going on around you, things that you did not discern, things that you cannot comprehend. And the Lord has given you an incredible gift of discernment to know what is good and not good. And He is letting you separate those things so that you will not live in an aura or an atmosphere of confusion. So, Lenny B., Boca Raton, Florida, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Don H. from Lake Worth, Florida, you have the ability to paint such a beautiful picture of life. You just have this wonderful description. You have the gift of a writer. You have a very poetic gift. You could write short stories, and you have this major description. You know, some people may look out on the desert and say, "Oh, that's a dry and deserted place." But you can look there and you can begin to see wonderful flowers or things that are growing on the desert. This wonderful description. Don is going to cause you to partner with a lot of people that need your gift. They want to write things down, but they don't even have a way of describing it. I declare in Jesus' name that God is using you, particularly in a way to minister to deaf people, to describe things to deaf people. That's going to be quite remarkable. I bless you, Don H. from Lake Worth, Florida, in Jesus' name. And Shane, I told you I was going to give you a word. I'm going to do that. Shane G. from Elgin, Texas. I see you walking with people that are going through great adversity in their lives, teaching them how to move to a new level of love and of acceptance, a new level of love and acceptance concerning their present circumstances and environment, teaching them how to move out of a place of denial into a place where they will not be denied. So many people live in a place of denial. That really didn't happen to me. Yes, it did happen to me. But you, that person didn't leave me. Yes, they left you. You can't deny that. But you're not going to live in that place of denial. You're moving to a place where you will not be denied regardless of what has happened in your circumstances. And you got to know that all blessings come from above. And you're going to begin to teach people how to focus on eternity and not this present world or this present lifestyle. I bless you, Shane, from Elgin, Texas. Michelle from Madisonville, Kentucky. I bless you, Michelle. And I say you are a trusted, true leader. There's a lot of leaders that are not trusted leaders. You are a trusted leader and a true leader, one who has been called to advance the kingdom, his kingdom. And he has placed bold words in your mouth to be spoken in order to move things forward. Words that are very clear and precise and do not need an explanation. I like that. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're going to speak words that are very clear, very precise. And once you've spoken, they don't need an explanation or interpretation. You know, some people say things like da-da-da-da, and then somebody has to come and say, now what they really meant... What they really meant was this. Well, the words that you speak are going to be so precise and so clear and so understandable that they will not need an explanation. The coast is clear. Hear the Holy Spirit saying the coast is clear. The microphone is on. So start speaking. Start speaking. Myra R. from Visalia, California. Myra R. from Visalia, California. Promotion is coming your way. And God is going to give you a home to live in, a house to live in that you will call your home that's never been lived in before. It's going to be brand new, and you're going to move in. You're going to take new furniture with you. New belongings are going to go with you. A home that's never been lived in, a new home with new neighbors and new contents in your home. Myra R. Visalia, California. I bless you in Jesus' name. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your new neighbors are going to bring you great joy. And there's going to be great friendships and camaraderie built there in your new home with your new contents, new furniture, and your new neighbors. What a blessing. I hear people saying, hey, I want that word. I'll take that one. Okay, Gabriel. Gabriel B. from Lafayette, Louisiana. All those people down in Louisiana eating their etouffee at lunchtime today. Gabriel, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, here's what I see. Sometimes I see things and sometimes I hear things. I'm seeing you, and I see you posing for major events that are coming your way. I see your face on many articles and publications. God is putting you up front and center. Don't shy away or step away. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there is a new and dynamic destiny waiting for you, pushing you to the forefront, putting words in your mouth and a pen in your hand and a picture on pages. Wow. I bless you, Gabriel. Gabriel B. in Lafayette, Louisiana. Oh, wow. We're making progress. We're going into our second hour. I've got some more prophetic words. Remember, we're not going to let a name fall to the ground. You say, well, I don't know if my name has been called, but in order to make sure, you go back and listen to the programs, to the archives, and that is on the website breakoutradiochurch.com. We're merging websites. We're getting new websites very soon. A new website. We're going to merge our different ministries, but you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com. On the left side of that website is the archives of most all of the prophetic sessions that we've had here on BPN Radio, so you can listen. And if you've not heard your word yet, we still have all those names, and we're praying for names, and we are asking the Holy Spirit to give us a word for each of you in Jesus' name. Tiffany W. from Kingwood, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Tiffany. He's speaking to you as he did to Joshua. You be strong and of a good courage. Don't be afraid and don't be dismayed about what is happening in your life at this present moment, because what is happening now is not the way it's going to be soon and very soon. It's only for a short time. And it's during this time that he is making you stronger and stronger, and he's making your enemies weaker and weaker. He's preparing you for a promotion, succeeding someone you have been serving for a while, succeeding someone that you have been serving for a while. Nothing has taken the Holy Spirit by surprise. Huh? He knows what's going on. He's watching, looking, he's working. And he is rearranging. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying to tell you, Tiffany W., he's turning it all around for you. Just for you, Tiffany, just for you, there in Kingwood, Texas. I bless you in Jesus' name. I just believe everything is going to be all right. Constance M. from Piedmont, South Carolina. Isn't this amazing, Ruth, that we get to speak to people all across America?
Yes.
And around the world, for so many years, Gene and I just got to speak to one congregation or one city or one people group, and now it's like this is surreal. Anywhere there's an internet connection, anywhere there's Facebook, where's Facebook at? They're all around the world. Anywhere there's a Facebook connection, and anywhere there is an internet connection, you can watch us on Facebook, listen to us on bpnradio.com. Be sure and tell your friends, if you will. They may need a word from God. Have them to put their name, their city, and their state my Facebook page, and we'll get to you not too much longer. Here is a word for Constance. You, Constance M., from Piedmont, South Carolina. Here the Holy Spirit saying it's only a matter of time. I'm developing a plan that will not only amaze you, but all of those around you. A promotion that you least expected. Something that has come right is going to come right out of the blue. According to the opinions of man, they're going to say, this just came out of the blue, but not in God. God said, I've had it planned all along. I've had it all planned, even from the foundation of the world. Isn't that amazing? Even from your mother's womb, Constance, God has planned it, and because of your faithfulness, he has accelerated it. Wow. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, he had it planned all along, but because of your faithfulness and because of your love for people, your desire to serve, he's accelerated the process. Your faithfulness has given you a new platform of influence. So you prepare yourself, not the plan. It's already in motion. Just prepare yourself to receive it, because it's going to be quite mind-boggling and quite overwhelming. Constance, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Jacqueline T. from Texas, some major events are coming into your life. I see some long-time planning coming about, resulting in a fulfillment of desires that have been in your heart for such a long time. Remember, Jacqueline, that dreams really do come true. They do come true. And all of you others out there, I bless you, Jacqueline, in Jesus' name. And Nicole R. from Ceres, California. Here's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying about you from Ceres, California. You were chosen to exemplify the love of Jesus, teaching others how to walk in love and forgiveness, praying with people who are facing a trial, not just a trial of life, but you're going to work with people that are going before a judge or a judge and a jury, and maybe they're facing possible prison time. You're going to work with them and walk with them until the trial time. I don't know of anything that could be more challenging than your coming up for a trial, whether you are guilty or not guilty. Because a lot of different things could happen. So it's a time of a lot of stress, or can be a time of a lot of stress and anxiety. But Nicole, how about you? You are going to walk with those people. Some people you've never met before, but they're going to welcome you with open arms and say, oh, yes, would you walk it with me? Would you pray with me? Would you help me prepare? Even though you may not be an attorney, you'll help them prepare spiritually for what's about to happen. You're also going to prepare them for difficult times and seasons. I also see you leading a prayer group for those in prisons. Wow. Well, this is exciting, isn't it, Ruth, what God is doing?
Amen.
Why don't you say a prayer for somebody? Just come up and pray for someone on your list. And then I have a word for, who do I have a word for? Addison. I'm going to pray over Addison. Just hang on.
Well, I'm actually going to do a shout-out to Terry and Tammy from Roswell, New Mexico. I just saw it was their second anniversary, so I just want to pray over Terry and Tammy, their marriage and marriages and families. Bless you. I just pray over marriages today and celebrate. If you're celebrating an anniversary, whatever number that is, celebrate. That is an accomplishment, and so we celebrate with you. We pray over all the people today that have been calling in and Facebook Live messaging in, and whatever their need is, we just ask the Holy Spirit, our Heavenly Father, we ask them to meet that need. We just know that it's in His timing, and so we just pray all the blessings over you. I speak blessings over you, and that your needs are met, and just an outpouring of love from the Holy Spirit. Just all those things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. We thank you for joining us on BPN Radio. I have just a few more prophetic words before we go. I'm so excited about what God is saying to people. Thank you, Ruth, for co-hosting here with me. And Ruth is our new manager, bpnradio.com. Make sure that you are a regular listener. Remember, you can go to the TuneIn app. Go to the TuneIn app, download that. It will only take a few seconds. Excuse me. Get me a sip of water, as we'd say. Go to the TuneIn app and download BPN Radio. It's the one with the flag. There's two BPNs. There's one in the Philippines or somewhere, but one with the American flag. And then all you do is click on that, and you'll be on BPN Radio in a few seconds if you are out and about and don't have your computer with you. Okay, here's a word for Addison. Addison M. from Eunice, Louisiana. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, keep it brief. You will be promoted by the power of your words, the ability to posture your words in short sentences and syllabuses. Now, somebody may say, does somebody write these prophetic words for you? No, I write them all myself. And the Holy Spirit, I just read a person's name, and I just begin to write. And it's just a gift that God gave me. I prophesied. I've been a corporate prophetic person, national, international, since 1985. And I never asked for the gift. The Holy Spirit just began to share. A person would stand in front of me, and I would begin to prophesy. And pretty soon, pastors were asking me to come back to their church and give some more prophetic words. And so I've been a national, international prophetic voice since 1985, and I'm grateful for that gift that God has given me. So, Addison, you'll be promoted by the power of your words, the ability to posture your words in short sentences and syllabuses. You are a creative thinker. I see you writing, giving promotions on public media, writing scripts for those who are also in the public eye. I see you giving introductions for many people in prominent places. You have a bright future, Addison, because you know how to listen to the Holy Spirit, and then you know how to posture those words in short sentences and syllabuses. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Rebecca D. from Carver, Massachusetts, way up in the New England states. Boy, it's a beautiful place. I've been to Massachusetts. I love New England. I went to Old England several times before I ever went to New England. But we have a lot of listeners on BPN Radio in New England, particularly in the state of Maine. So I bless all of you up there in the New England states. And Rebecca D., I bless you. I see you making short movies, producing short movies, directing short movies, and even writing the scripts. You're going to be like another Michael Landon. You'll not only act in the short movies, but you will write, you will direct, you will produce. You are an amazing person, Rebecca D. from Carver, Massachusetts. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Kathy L. from Harriet, North Carolina, you stay in there. You stay put. Don't veer off to the right or to the left. I declare that God is working in your life. Be still and know that He is God. And Brianna D. from Tulsa, Oklahoma, one of our young preachers, I bless you, Brianna. I declare that you have a wonderful gift in photography. I see that you are taking photographic pictures in so many unusual places. I see you partnering with your father in creating an incredible business in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. Speaking of Tulsa, I have a word for Patricia H. from Tulsa, Oklahoma. If it's in your heart, say it. Give expressions to those things that are deeply embedded in your spirit. Don't be afraid of people's opinions. Just do it. Don't look at their faces. Just go and do it. And you'll do it when you'll do it. And I bless you as you do it in Jesus' name. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What a wonderful time we have had today here on Prophetic Tuesday. Remember, I'm hosting Prophetic Tuesday, and Ruth Gentry and I hosting Prophetic Tuesday. Allison Kieber hosting Prophetic Thursday. What a joy it has been to have had you join me today, and we'll continue to pray for you. In fact, I'm going to say a prayer right now. Maybe I've not called your name in prayer today, but know that the Lord is thinking about you. And sometimes we we say, is the Lord really thinking about me? And sometimes, you know, in the thousands of times I've ministered, I've gone out on the platform on stage and I just spoke to the congregation and said to them, the Lord is thinking about you today. And if you would get up each morning and say these words, the Lord is thinking about me today. And if you would begin to speak that, because the Bible says, David said that his thoughts toward us are like the sand on the seashore. Wow. Say it backwards, Mom. And, or say it upside down, Mom. I'm being facetious right now. Just know that God is thinking about you today. And his name is written, your name is written in the palm of his hands. Father, I bless the people that have been joining Ruth and I here today on Prophetic Tuesday. I bless them, and I ask that God that you bless them and give them the desires of their heart. May they communicate with you throughout the day, knowing that you love them, and you love to visit with them, and you love it when they say, thank you, God, thank you, Father, when they give expression and say, Holy Spirit, I really appreciate you speaking to me, or Jesus, I love you, just the communication. I try to wake each morning just saying, good morning, Lord, good morning, Holy Spirit, I love you, Jesus. That may sound a little spiritual, but it's not. It's just that's the first thing on your mind is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Well, it's been a great day today. I'm going to play the outro for those of you that are listening to BPN Radio. Remember that we have more programming coming up throughout the day. BPN News with Delvin Kinzer is going to be next. And then we're going to have music by special music by my special friends. And then at 11:55, Roy Beard, A Word from the Wall. And programming continues throughout the day. Don't forget, today is Understanding the Times. Roy Beard, he has a good understanding of what's going on in America, what's going on in D.C. You want to listen to that at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Throughout the day, and of course, this program is being replayed throughout the day on Facebook Live and on BPN Radio. It's going to be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. So I love you. Jesus loves you. And God bless you. You have a wonderful day.
To BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry. We're on our knees.
its heart back to you. Let this nation be changed. Let this nation be saved. Let this nation be taught back to you. We're on our knees. We're on our knees again. We're on our knees. We're on our knees again.
We're on our knees.
We're on our knees.
How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
Run my fingers through his mane, Get where I'm going.